On a similar note, we're going to welcome Lori David to the show. Lori David, in case you don't know, is an event producer, television producer, environmental activist extraordinaire, and last but not least, the wife of America's cutest curmudgeon, Larry David, and also the founder of the StopGlobalWarming.org campaign. Thanks for joining us, Lori.
Hi, Betsy, and you've recently mentioned two of my heroes, which is Ross Gelfand and Bill McKibben.
And Larry David, right?
And Larry David, excuse me. Don't tell him I didn't include his name.
I won't. Because he's now green. You got him on board.
Well, he has to be because he lives with me. And if he wants this marriage to continue, he has to cooperate.
I understand.
He is doing that. In fact, I recently gave away his car without asking him. He drives a hybrid on his show, Curb Your Enthusiasm. And we have a campaign with MTVU. We're giving away Larry's hybrid car to students who join the virtual march at StopGlobalWarming.org. And, you know, we needed some sort of incentive. And I said, well, let's give away Larry's car, except I forgot to ask him. So he found out about it after the fact, and he graciously said okay.
And
that's,
you can
goodness,
probably find another one.
Absolutely. But, just, you know, he's going to have to wait at the bottom of the list to get it.
Of course. We're going to talk about the petition in a moment, but I just want to share something. I can relate to that. In our marriage, my husband says the environment is the mistress. Because this work, as you well know, is not just time-consuming, it's life-consuming. And I know it has taken over a big portion of your life. This is just one of many things you're working on. But let's start with the Stop Global Warming campaign.
Right. Well, you know what? It's my feeling that, you know, I mean, just from your show today, I mean, there are so many people working on this issue. And my problem is that everyone's doing things separately. You know, every environmental group has its own thing. And I wanted to do something where we can pile everyone together. So, and also, when you wanted to build a movement in the old days, you'd go out and you'd march on Washington, right? But they just haven't been working lately. They end up as 30 seconds on the evening news, and the whole coverage is about, you know, how many people showed up. So I thought, well, let's march on the internet, and let's do it for a year, and let's count every single person that joins the march, and let's have it be about everybody. Let's have it be all the environmental groups and all the religious groups, and, politicians, Republican and Democrat, because really this problem is about all of us. We're all guilty. We're all part of the problem. We all need to be a part of the solution. So we started StopGlobalWarming.org, and I launched it with Senator John McCain and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and we're marching towards Washington, and we need everybody. All you need is an email address. Go to the site. Join the march.
And I like the one of the more interesting aspects is you provide updates on where you are virtually, of course, and what the effects of global warming are in that locale.
Right, and we talk about great solutions. I mean, there's a great story out there. We stopped, the march stopped, and when we say stop, I mean virtually. So you'll get an email from John McCain, who actually just came back from Alaska, and he just recently sent an email out telling everybody about his experience. But we stopped in Indianapolis. Now, why did we go there? Because the Indy Racing League, which, you know, everybody knows the Indy 500, it's a Republican conservative who owns it, and they have committed to converting all their racing cars in the next 2 years to ethanol.
I just heard that.
I mean, that's a fantastic story, and there's things like this happening all over the country, so we need to, you know, spread the word, let everybody know people are doing things, that there are solutions to this, and we want solutions, demand solutions from this country.
And you have other projects coming up this fall, including a comedy special on TBS with some really big names. What's funny about global warming?
Well, that's the irony of my life right now, that I'm married to a comedian, I come out of the comedy business, and I'm working on the least funny issue I can possibly think of. But the idea is really to, you know, to educate a little bit with humor and satire, and that's what we're going to do. And the show's on TBS, not PBS. So
oh, I want
to make that
T.
distinction, because part of the problem here is we have to get this issue off of PBS and onto mainstream television.
Exactly.
Off of the science pages and onto the front pages. So we're doing the show called Earth to America, like, hello, Earth to America. Wake up, and all these great comedians are participating in it, Tom Hanks and Jack Black and Will Ferrell and my husband and Steve Martin, and we're gonna approach the issue with humor and hopefully get a little message out there too. Tim McGraw is performing on the show.
Gloom and doom with a sense of humor, right?
Yeah, and it's November 20th, and I think it's going to be a great show, and I hope everybody tunes in.
I noticed Bill Maher is in the lineup, and he was in San Francisco performing during the Sierra Club Summit recently, and he had a couple of memorable lines on topic. One was, he said, global warming just sounds too nice and warm and fuzzy. It's so, you know, benign. He said, we really should call it something like climatia.
Yeah, that's
venereal disease. He also said he thinks W thinks Kyoto is the guy whose lap his father threw up on.
Oh, my my God. That's hysterical. He's great on this issue. And Al Franken does a lot of great comedy on it as well. And we're writing original comedy. We've got the writers from The Daily Show with Jon Stewart working on this, and the guys from The Simpsons, and the writing staff of Everyone Loves Raymond. Everyone's contributing, and it's going to be a great show. It's on November 20th.
Now, on a more serious note, Lori, during the World Environment Day event in San Francisco, we all were fortunate enough to hear Al Gore speak.
Yes.
You know, someone said it was a PowerPoint presentation on steroids, all about how global warming is here, incontrovertibly. And there was some talk at that time that you were going to try to help take that on the road so every American can at least see part of and hear part of what he had to say.
Right. Well, the good news is we've done it. We've filmed it. We're making a feature documentary film that's going to be available and it's going to be in theaters in early spring. And it is the single most powerful presentation you can see on this issue. And it's really also about his journey through the issue. It's incredible. And, in fact, you know, Roger Ailes, who's the head of Fox News, saw this presentation and committed a one-hour primetime special on this issue. And it's November 13th. Fox News is doing a one-hour special on global warming.
So if Roger Ailes can really wake up and smell the carbon dioxide, anything's possible, right?
Exactly. And the truth is, you know, this is, again, it's about all of us. We all have to be involved. We have to reach everybody. And we can't just, you know, talk to ourselves. We have to talk to the whole country. And by the way, you know, Europe, I have friends who just came back from London. It's like the rest of the world gets this. The rest of the world is completely engaged on this issue. It's this country, which is, you know, the biggest contributor to global warming pollution, that's doing nothing. And we, you know, we can't afford that anymore, and we have to do something about it.
One of the major and many, many ironies involved. Lori David, thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for all your great green work. And I also forgot to say the co-founder of the Detroit Project. I know all about that because I was a co-founder of Don't Be Fueled, Mothers for Clean and Safe Vehicles,
right.
A similar grassroots campaign. Okay, we'll look forward to all your specials coming up, Lori, and good luck with this Stop GlobalWarming.org campaign.
Thank you so much. Tell your listeners to join the march.
Will do.
Thank you.
And please join us as we continue on EcoTalk, Air America Radio. We'll be right back.